Welcome to this Christmas Eve edition of the Old Chart Show here on Cam Glen Radio.
You're listening to the Old Chart Show with Jim Corbett on Cam Glen Radio.
Churchill comes over here to say we're doing splendidly, but it's very cold out here in the snow, marching to and from the enemy. Oh, I say it's tough, I have had enough, can you stop the cavalry?
Chart Show on Cam Glen Radio with Jim Corbett, and we're looking at the chart the 27th of December 2024, which is wall-to-wall Christmas tunes. I hope you love Christmas tunes here on Cam Glen Radio. We're on 107.9 FM, on the World Wide Web at camglenradio.org, and also on your smart speaker too. As I say, it's a chart the 27th of December 2024, and at number 48 was Jonah Louie and Stop the Calvary. It was originally a hit back in the 80s, I think it was, because I vaguely remember being on the jukebox in a pub. My dad and Walter, a good friend of his, used to do a funny wee dance to that song when it came on the jukebox. Anyway, it had been as high as number 3, but number 48 in this particular chart in December 2024.
Happy little Christmas, let your heart be light. From now on, our troubles will be out of sight. Have yourself a merry little Christmas. Make the Yuletide gay.
Make the Yuletide gay.
From now on, our troubles will be miles away. Here we are as in olden days, happy golden days of yore.
faithful friends who are dear to us, gather near to us once more. Through the years we all will be together, if the fates allow. Hang a shining star upon the highest bough, and have yourself a merry little Christmas now. The fates allow. Hang a shining star upon the highest bough, and have yourself a merry little Christmas now.
Number 45 in the UK Singles Chart, 27th December 2024. It was Frank Sinatra, Have Yourself a Merry Little Christmas, originally a hit or even recorded back in 1948. A lot of old tracks in this show, a lot of them go back to the 70s and even the 80s, but we'll get there as we come along. Anyway, here on the Old Chart Show, music coming your way from the likes of Mariah Carey, The Pogues, Andy Williams, Wizard, Chris Rea, Michael Bublé, Slade, and this track from Elvis Presley.
I'll have a blue Christmas without you. I'll be so blue just thinking about you. Decorations of red on a green Christmas tree won't be the same, dear, if you're not here with me. And when the blue snowflakes start falling, that's when those blue memories start calling. You'll be doing all right with your Christmas of white, but I'll have a blue, 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 blue Christmas. Blue, 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 blue Christmas.
Elvis Presley and Ruthless Christmas is number 44 UK singles chart, 27th December 2024, having me as high as number 11. It came from a 1957 album called Elvis's Christmas Album. It was number one on US Billboard album charts.
Of a white Christmas, just like the ones I used to know, where the treetops glisten and children listen to hear sleigh bells in the snow. I'm dreaming of a white Christmas, with every Christmas card I write, may your day merry and bright, and may all your Christmases be white.
I'm dreaming of a white Christmas, like the ones I used to know, where the treetops glisten and children listen to hear sleigh bells in the snow.
Entry into the singles chart of the UK on 27th December 2024 for Bing Crosby and It's White Christmas. It had been as high as number 5 previously. I gather it was written by Irving Berlin for a 1942 film called Holiday Inn. And if you want a bit more upbeat tunes for Christmas, you can't do any better than this.
Santa Claus is coming to town. Santa- Missed your favourite show? Just click listen again on camglenradio.org.
Slade and Merry Christmas everybody, number 26 UK singles chart, 27 December 2024. Of course it had been number one back in 1973, and I vaguely remember Noddy Holder giving an interview about the song, saying it was recorded back, I think, in August 1973, and it seemed strange to record a Christmas song when the sun was blazing as it did back in those days during the summer. Before that, Bruce Springsteen, Santa Claus Is Coming to Town, number 41 in this chart, 27 December 2024, and that also was recorded way back in 1975.
Happy Christmas, Julie. So this is Christmas, and what have you done? Another year over, and you won't just be gone. And so this is Christmas. I hope you have. The near and the dear ones, the old and the young.
A very Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
strong, the rich and the poor ones. The road is so long, and so happy Christmas.
John Lennon and Yoko Ono and the Plastic Ono Band, Happy Christmas, War is Over. Number 24 on the charts of the UK Singles Chart, 27th December 2024. It had been as high as number 18. Recorded back in 1971, originally as a protest song against the Vietnam War.
Have a holly jolly Christmas, it's the best time of the year. I don't know if there'll be snow, but have a cup of cheer. Have a holly jolly Christmas, and when you walk down the street, say hello to friends you know and everyone you meet. Oh, the mistletoe is hung where you can see. Somebody waits for you. Kiss her once for me. Have a holly jolly Christmas, and in case you didn't hear, oh by golly, have a holly jolly Christmas this year. Is hung where you can see. Somebody waits for you. Kiss her once for me. Have a holly jolly Christmas, and in case you didn't hear, oh by golly, have a holly jolly Christmas this year.
What a a great voice that man has. It's Michael Bublé, Holly Jolly Christmas. It's number 23 in the UK singles chart of the 27th December 2024. And it came from his 2011 Christmas album, simply called the Christmas album, I think, which is number one in the UK way back in 2011. And it's a regular in the Christmas album charts every year. And as we speak, it's also top 10 on the UK album chart this week. Anyway, that was Michael Bublé. Here on the Old Chart Show, it's still wall-to-wall Christmas tunes from the chart of the 27th December 2024, and Wizard are up next.
Hi, James. I was just tidying the office. Could you use the coat hanger next time? I'm a wee bit OCD about that kind of thing.
Oops, no bother. I'll hang it up. You know, it's easy to say stuff like that about OCD. I've done it too. But OCD isn't a personality quirk like a lot of us think. It's a really tough condition for a lot of people every day. When we talk about it in that way, it can put up extra barriers for people.
Oh, I didn't realise that.
No worries. It's an easy mistake to make. We're all learning. I just say I like things tidy now.
Stigma makes it harder for people to open up, ask for help and recover. And sometimes it starts with the everyday words we use or how we talk about mental health conditions. Stigma Free Lanarkshire's Challenging Stigma Tool offers simple, practical tips to help you safely challenge stigmatising behaviour. Search Stigma Free Lanarkshire resources online to learn more. Together, we can prevent and challenge mental health stigma and change lives.
Jim Corbett on Cam Glen Radio.
Take it!
Oh, and I wish you.
Wizard, I Wish It Could Be Christmas Every Day, number 22 in the UK Singles Chart on the 27th December 2024. It had been number 4 back in 1973, the same year that Slade had Merry Christmas Everybody at number 1. Anyway, here in the old chart, so I'm just actually thinking the children that are on that song must be in their late 50s or early 60s. Maybe looking forward to retirement now. I bet they didn't think about that as the song was recorded back in 1973. Anyway, from Wizard to Chris Rea.
I wanna wish you a Merry Christmas. I wanna wish you a Merry Christmas.
Wow, Feliz Navidad is Spanish for Merry Christmas. It's José Feliciano, Puerto Rican singer. I know I didn't pronounce his name properly there, but I hope you got the gist of it. He's number 17 in the UK singles chart on the 27th December 2024. And before that, the number 19 track from Chris Rea, Driving Home for Christmas. And here in the old chart show, we like to look at the historical events around the period of the chart to put music into a little bit of context. Let's do that right now then. On the 3rd December 2024, South Korean President Yoon Suk-yeol declares martial law for the first time in 50 years for South Korea, prompting an emergency vote against it by the National Assembly. On the 7th December 2024, restored Notre Dame Cathedral reopens after the 2019 fire, with a VIP ceremony attended by world leaders in Paris and France, of course. On the 8th December 2024, 43,000 Ukrainian soldiers had died in the country's war with Russia, with 370,000 injured, according to President Volodymyr Zelensky. Finally, on the 8th December, on a happier note, 8th of December 2024, Dutch driver Max Verstappen wins his fourth consecutive World Formula One title. Let's get back to music with Paul McCartney.
The spirit's up, we're here tonight, and that's enough. Simply having a wonderful Christmas time. Simply having a wonderful Christmas time. The party's on, the feeling's here, that only comes this time of year. Simply having a wonderful Christmas time. Simply having a wonderful Christmas time. The choir of children sing their song.
Christmas time.
Hot McCartney, Wonderful Christmas Time, is number 16 on UK Singles Chart. 27 December 2024, had me as high as number 6 around this particular year, and also number 6 back when it was released originally back in 1979.
It's the most wonderful time of the year. With the kids jingle belling and everyone telling you be of good cheer. It's the most wonderful time of the year. It's the happiest season of those holiday greetings and gay happy meetings when friends come to call. It's the happiest season of all. There'll be parties for hosting, marshmallows for toasting, and caroling out in the snow. There'll be scary ghost stories and tales of the glories of Christmases long, long ago. It's the most wonderful time of the year. There'll be much mistletoeing and hearts will be glowing when loved ones are near. It's the most wonderful time of the year. Scary ghost stories and tales of the glories of Christmases long, long ago. It's the most wonderful time of the year. There'll be much mistletoeing and hearts will be glowing when loved ones are near. It's the most wonderful time. Yes, the most wonderful time. Oh, the most wonderful time of the year.
Wow, how do you follow that? Andy Williams, It's the Most Wonderful Time of Year, number 11 on UK Singles Chart, 27th December 2024. We're going to actually follow it by a great tune. I mean, not quite as a happy and cheery tune, but certainly a more modern tune from The Pogues, featuring Kirsty MacColl.
It was Christmas Eve, babe, in the drunk tank. An old man said to me, won't see another one. And then he sang a song, the rare old mountain tune. I turned my face away and dreamed about you. Got on a lucky one, came in 18 to 1. I've got a feeling this year's for me and you. So happy Christmas, I love you baby. I can see a better time when all our dreams come true.
Christmas Day.
Tale of New York, The Pogues, featuring Kirsty MacColl, number 6 on UK Singles Chart, 27 December 2024. It had been as high as number 2. It's never been number 1 here in the UK, which is quite interesting. There wasn't a kind of appeal for it to be number 1 in 2023 when Shane McGowan died on the 30th of November 2023, but never quite got there. Anyway, let's squeeze in Mariah Carey, who's number 2 in this chart.
I don't want a lot for Christmas. There is just one thing I need. I don't care about the presents underneath the Christmas tree. I just want you for my own, more than you could ever know. Make my wish come.
American singer Mariah Carey, All I Want for Christmas Is You, number 2 on UK Singles Chart, 27th December 2024. And before we play number 1, quickly let me say thank you so much for listening to this show. I hope you have a great Christmas, whatever you're doing. And join us again here on the Old Chart Show on Cam Glen Radio when we get back to normal, to UK Singles Chart from the year 1980 to present day, without a Christmas song in sight, at least for not another year anyway. So we do leave you then with number 1 on this chart, which was number 1, not for the first time, admittedly. It was number 1 back in 1984 for Wham, and it, of course, it's Last Christmas. Jim Corbett saying again, thank you so much for listening. Bye-bye for now, and here is number 1 from the UK Singles Chart, 27th December 2024.